From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Talks continue on economic help for Greece. Finance ministers from the 19-member Euro Currency Union are talking again today on whether to grant Greece a new bailout after failing to reach a decision the night before. Lisa Bryant reports.
After reaching no decision on Saturday, Eurozone finance ministers arriving for more talks early Sunday offered a mixed forecast. Finance Minister Alexander Stubb of Finland, one of the biggest skeptics, put the state of the talks at between 3 and 4 on a scale of 10.
What we are saying is that the conditionality that has been presented by the Greeks is simply not enough at this stage. We need to have clear commitments, clear conditionality, and clear proof that those conditions will be implemented at the end of the day. That's pretty much where we stand.
On the table is a package of reforms proposed by Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras with backing from Greek lawmakers. Some reforms are even tougher than those presented by Greece's creditors and which Greek voters rejected in a referendum. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A new day of negotiations over Iran's nuclear program are underway in Vienna. Following a late night of talks, diplomats close to the talks tell the Associated Press the negotiators are expected to reach a provisional agreement today and announce the deal on Monday. The outcome of a meeting with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif a day earlier was positive, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today. The P5 plus one group countries are working toward a compromise that would ease economic sanctions on Iran in exchange for limitations on Tehran's nuclear program. We invite you to stop on by our website anytime for the latest news and features. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News. China says 109 ethnic Uyghurs who were deported from Thailand last week were heading to Turkey, Syria, or Iraq to join Islamic militants. Beijing defended the return of the group Saturday in response to international criticism by the United States, the United Nations, and independent human rights groups who expressed concern the Uyghurs could be subjected to serious abuse upon their return. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said it had lodged a formal protest with the U.S. State Department over its criticism of the deportations. China's official Xinhua news agency said 13 of the 109 repatriated Uyghurs had fled China after being implicated in terrorist activities. Video on Chinese state television showed footage of some of the Uyghurs sitting in an aircraft with hoods on their heads and Chinese police sitting next to them. Pope Francis wraps up his week-long visit to South America today. Speaking at a college in Asunción, Paraguay, the pontiff said that corruption is a plague on society.
La corrupción es la polilla, es la gangrena de un pueblo. Si un pueblo quiere mantener su dignidad, tiene que desterrarlo.
The Pope said that if a country wants to preserve its dignity, it needs to yank out corruption and bribery. Libya's political leaders signed a United Nations brokered power-sharing agreement Saturday in Morocco, but the Islamist, who seized control of Tripoli last year, refused to participate. UN Special Envoy Bernardino Leon says the deal an important step in the road to peace in Libya. But a member of the Tripoli-based government told Reuters, "We are still in the dialogue. We don't really understand why they are rushing to sign before all the parties agree." Leon and the U.S. Special Envoy for Libya, Jonathan Winter, both say the door remains open to any party that did not sign the deal on Saturday. A ceasefire in Yemen called by the United Nations to get desperately needed humanitarian aid into the war-torn country failed to take hold Saturday as clashes and Saudi-led coalition air raids continued. A spokesman for the coalition of Arab states that support Yemen's exiled president said the Saudi-led group was not bound by the UN declaration of a week-long truce, so humanitarian groups could safely send food and medicine to millions of people who have been suffering through months of fighting and air raids. The ceasefire was to have begun Saturday and continue until the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. A notorious Mexican drug kingpin has escaped from a maximum security prison for the second time in 14 years. Mexico's Security Commission said Saturday Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who headed up the powerful Sinaloa cartel, was last seen in the showers area of the prison. Security forces are searching for the escapee, and they've suspended flights at the local airport, which is near the prison. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.